Yo, what's up?
Yeah, let me have a red hot with some mustard and two napkins. Oh, and let me have that Fast Freddy's Castle of Common Sense podcast, too.
A what?
I don't know. It's part of that Two Guys Talking podcast network something.
Huh?
I don't remember.
Why don't you take a walk before I brain you?
All I want is a hot dog and a podcast.
Come on, take a hike. Come on, I got people to feed.
I want a red hot podcast. Jeez. Cut me down to science. Telling dirty lies
to my friends. Come on in. Grab a cup of grog. Sit down by the fire. Warm your toes. Let me talk to you a little bit about attitude. The title of this segment is Attitude This. The original attitude pioneer was a Hollywood invention in the 70s called the rude, filthy rich businessman. This would be the guy who, as long as there was an audience, would send his steak back twice in a top-of-the-line restaurant, and on its third return, proclaim that he would turn this restaurant into a parking lot because of the poor performance. This center-of-the-universe personality type was modified and polished through the years, and somehow, unfortunately, made the transition from the movie screen to real life. Now, alive and well in our world, we all get to experience the final product type on an almost daily basis. If you doubt what I'm saying, let me provide some recent examples. The lady who horns in front of you at the grocery store while talking loudly to someone else on her cell phone. She stops her call briefly to chide the cashier for failing to match her wrong coupon with the wrong product in her basket. The guy who creates a third lane on your right at the stoplight, then, instead of turning right, speeds straight ahead to ace out the regular lane. Then, there he is with you anyway at the next light. Two people who elect to yell at each other in public over a topic that is either minor, private, or both. The person who gets in your face to demand respect while failing to recognize they gave you none to begin with. The person who uses loud, crude language in public, either on the cell phone or with associates. The person who continues a cell phone conversation while dealing with a purchase and a cashier. The cell phone conversation usually involves something really important, like, are Betty and Dean still together? The fast food worker who makes no eye contact, does not greet you in any way, just mentions the amount of the purchase and takes your money. The acquaintance who, finding disagreement with what you have just said, screws up their face in anger and loudly forces their view on the subject down your throat, using volume and gestures that far exceed the true importance of the topic to begin with. What would they then do if the topic was a really important one? These examples are just the tip of the iceberg for today's reality. The concept that the loudest squeak gets the oil has been wrongly turned into a mantra for many. You've seen them. Rude, loud, and demanding to the little guy. The minimum wage clerk who can't control the alleged issue to begin with. My personal favorite is the one who creates a public scene with the manager over next to nothing. There is only one reason for this behavior: to scam a discount from the seller. If this person brought friends, some of it would, of course, be for show and personal prestige. The sadness lies in the true emptiness that these people must have. They, of course, reach a point where they can't just do the show on strangers and pretend to have attitude. They become what they act out, and soon, even family and loved ones begin to withdraw from them. So the actual payoff for having attitude is, in fact, losing all that was once important. How sad, as my friend Phil says.
Max.